The Minister, Carol McKeown, has come down and made a very big announcement about all the things that she was going to do around securing the legacy. Nearly a year later, and a lot of those things just haven't been delivered upon. We have monitoring rounds here quarterly where ministers bid to the centre for more money to do new projects. She didn't make any bid in January, and then she made a bid for $5.6 million in June and didn't get anything. And now we're sitting where last year she promised there would be Culture Department Northwest office based in the city, and that there would be a kind of a legacy company set up in Derry. And if you actually look for the Northwest decal office in the phone book, you'll find that it's based in Causeway Exchange, Bedford Street in Belfast.
Is there a risk that this could become a political football, that the level of unity we're seeing, for instance, pressing forward the McGee issue, needs to be shown when looking at this issue as well?
Yeah, well, McGee's another one where we were promised all sorts of things. We're happy to play our part in being a unified city. I think it's essential. But we're not going to sit back and allow ministers to make announcements and not deliver upon them and then not call them on it. You know, our job as constituency MLAs is to ensure that the ministers deliver upon their promises to our constituents.
Are you suggesting it's too late?
I don't think anything's too late. I think we need to get in gear, and that's part of the reason why I'm making this public, because it's about pressuring the minister to do what she needs to do. We've far too much government by press release here and very little in way of delivery.